Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Oh, I have missed you guys. I have missed sitting here and recording. We took a little time off. We took a week off to watch the World Cup. Mexico was doing really good. Until they weren't. It was so great to watch Memo Ochoa, the goalie for Mexico, play a little bit at the end. I remember growing up seeing him as a goalie. I think he has such beautiful hair. He has so many kids too. I didn't know he had that many kids, but good for him. Now he's going to retire, and it was a very emotional, very, very emotional match for him. He has as many World Cups as Cristiano Ronaldo. So I think it's very impressive to... He has as many World Cups as Cristiano Ronaldo, so it's pretty impressive. He's a great, great, great player, but also a great goalie. So that was pretty cool for everybody that got to go. I am so jelly. We should be traveling soon, pretty soon again. But in the meantime, Mexico City is on my to-do list for this year, as well as so many things. This first half of the year is gone, guys. I hope you're on track to hit your goals. I hope you are accomplishing as much as you set out to the beginning of the year. I know for myself, there's a lot more that I want to do. The goal was to stay on top of the podcast, and we've been doing that. But life is always gonna throw curveballs at you and try to knock you out. But as long as you keep showing up, and it's always good to have like a goal that you're like reaching towards or something to look forward to. Like it's going to keep you motivated, keep you looking forward. Honestly, we've been helping my friend with her project, and it was so beautiful to see the evolution of this great project that, you know, she had a goal, set it out, and now it's open and running. And Amara is where we got to see all of our amazing soccer games, all the Mexico games. It was really, really great to see him there from watching it where there was still construction going on and where it started to getting to see the last time Mexico won there. It was just so much fun. Thank you for everybody, all the dance moms that came, supported. Congratulations to my little niece Olivia on her dance competition. And yeah, it was awesome to see, have my brothers, my sisters, everybody show up. All to see Mexico play. And that's where I wanted to talk about. I loved how this World Cup really does shine a light on how connected we all can be. And how important a community is, to have a community, to have people show up for you, to have your friends and family be part of what you're creating and growing. I think it's really, really awesome. I didn't realize how emotional this World Cup was going to make me. Obviously, I was rooting for Mexico. That's, you know, that's my team. My peeps. And even though Mexico was out, I found myself still watching, still cheering, and still feeling connected to something bigger than just soccer. I was literally cheering for Colombia yesterday. Super sad that they are also out. Because that's what the World Cup does. It brings people together. For a few weeks, millions of people from different countries, different languages, and different religions, different political beliefs and genders all gather around for the same thing, a game. And somehow that game reminds us that we're more alike than we think. I was having crazy FOMO every time I watch the videos of everybody con la gente de la independencia en la Ciudad de Mexico, and just the streets flooded with people coming together, packed. Like I said, my entire family came to Amara. My brothers and sisters all came. My cousin came, and we were all there watching Mexico win. And it was such a beautiful thing. Que es convivir con la gente que quieres, comer comida rica, platicar, reír. It is such a great feeling. Like, it reminds me of when we were little and we used to go to the family parties and we would all get to see each other and hang out, seeing so many people, you know, wear their boots on game day. Their cowboy sus botas del rancho on game day. A lot of people con sus moños, sus listones, el pelo, everybody Póngase la verde, you see my sister. Ponte la verde. I wore a green shirt, not a green jersey, but everybody in green. And it's the pride of being Mexican and having your Mexican culture and being represented is so, so freaking awesome. Which is why I love to take my son to the ranch, and which is why I am so proud of, you know, speaking to him in Spanish and teaching him our language. Every video I saw from Mexico looked beautiful. People celebrating together, families, music, food. It's the Mexico I know and the Mexico I miss and the Mexico I can't wait to go back and experience pretty soon. So yes, Mexico is out. Colombia is out. I think so is Portugal. Messi, Lionel Messi is still carrying Argentina. I think if I'm going to pick a team, it's probably going to be them to win. You know, who knows? Spain, France, England, Belgium, Morocco, Norway, and Argentina are among the teams that are still left. As long as they take England out, I will be happy since they took us out. So yes, my first choice was Mexico. My second choice would be Messi. And my third would be whoever takes out England. This is also the first men's World Cup with 48 teams instead of 32. It is being hosted across three countries, so US, Mexico, and Canada, which I thought was crazy and pretty interesting and fun to see and have, like, three different countries host the World Cup. That's pretty awesome. Mexico became one of the first teams to qualify from the group stage and gave fans a lot to celebrate for. This tournament is expected to be one of the most watched sports events in history, so I am doing a lot of learning and a lot of soccer learning, even though growing up, I could not stand it because my dad, all he wanted to do was watch soccer. And so I hated watching soccer, especially on Sundays. But it's growing on me this time around. I really enjoyed watching it. But the World Cup doesn't just bring out the best in people. Sometimes it shows exactly who people are too. But big events like this bring out the best and worst in certain people. And that's just anything in life. Like, there's always going to be a good and a bad. For example, I'm not sure if you guys have seen the video yet, but there is this girl. She is a influencer. Here, let me. I think I started following her because of that video, actually. I think her name was Tere something. She is an influencer, and she was invited to the World Cup, and she's celebrating the Cuando Mexico hace un gol, when this ugly, big, fat guy from the back, literally, you can see it deliberately throw a beer at her. Like, yes, people cheer, and the beers go flying sometimes, but no, this guy literally laventó la cerveza, like, literally on her back, and got her whole hat wet, the back of her hair. Poor girl. She was literally just celebrating, but she was recording herself celebrate. So when she was recording herself celebrate, the video also recorded the guy completely throwing the beer at her. Like, just a lo brusco. And then you see these other two girls next to him, like, laughing and, like, making faces. And I'm like, honestly, they look like evil. They do have, like, the evil laugh and everything, and which the internet did what it does best. They found the guy, and it ended up being one of the sons of the company Hervis, the salsa company in Mexico. And so now Hervis has, like, their comments off. So goes to show money does not buy class or intelligence at that point, because how dumb, how stupid can you be to do something like that in a sporting event where you were invited to, because the company is proud sponsors of the FIFA. And now everybody's calling for their boycott, as well as it shine light on other shady dealings that Endes has done, apparently, including a la cárcel, meter a una abogada a la cárcel simplemente por defender one of the employees from Endes that was suing them. So hopefully that shines light on that. And so everything happens for a reason. This beer could be literally what saves the judge, or what saves the attorney, what brings her case up and enough to have the authorities do the right thing. So that is the one of the good things of that whole beer incident. Besides how disgusting, I don't get, these are the men that are like, are probably single and crying that they're single, and then there's no good women out there, and it's like, dude, you literally do this to yourself. Look at you. What kind of person does that? It shows your character. Definitely shows the kind of the character of these people, including the mean girls next to him. But anyway, what I did love was watching how the internet held them accountable. The internet said, nope, we're not doing that. So nowadays, nothing is ever kept secret. And so that is the good thing about social media as well. The other thing I made me pretty sad was to see how mucha gente desaparecida, the family members are still out there trying to find them, look for them, sharing, passing out flyers with their picture, trying to see if someone, con la fe de que se llegue su familia para atrás. One of the things that hit me during this World Cup was realizing that while some people were gathering to celebrate, there's still families searching for people they love, and seeing moments where empathy seemed missing, and seeing how these people, like, everyone was gathered there to celebrate, and yet you have people looking for their family members, hoping to find them, handing out flyers, and instead of simply saying thank you and taking the flyer, you have no sense of empathy, you have no sense of remorse for them. Caminan como si nada, or they throw the flyer right after they get it. Like, if you're gonna throw it in front of them, like, don't even take it. It's just so, like, since no se tienta el corazón para pensar en otra persona. Worse was when they actually took the ladies out there had their big banners, and guys, again, men, douchey-ass men, okay, you're already in the rain. You're already getting wet. You're already out there to party. Why would you take their big old banners to try to cover yourself with them? How rude and disrespectful that is. I don't care how drunk you are. That's just rude and disrespectful. And so there's, like I said, there's the good and the bad, I think, in everything. And seeing this should make us want to do better. Seeing this should make us grow up a little and have the hard conversations. But at the end of the day, I have more faith in the fact that there are people around them did help hold them accountable. Guys got in fights with them. People were like, hey, don't fucking do that shit. And are not afraid to speak up and defend them when it matters, when it's needed. The thing that I remember the most is not necessarily who wins or loses during these matches. For me, the thing I'll remember the most is seeing my brothers and sisters all together, wearing their green jerseys, hanging out, talking, conviviendo, watching the game together, laughing together, yelling at the TV, cheering together. Because for a couple of hours, nobody cares who voted for who. Nobody cared about their job titles. Nobody cared about their problems. We're all watching the same thing, cheering for the same team, celebrating. We all want the same thing, to celebrate, to belong, to feel connected. And soccer did that for us. So if a soccer ball can get millions of strangers to cheer together, maybe there's still a lot more good in this world than we realize. And maybe that's the real magic. Because we could always choose to see things through eyes of hope and love. I believe the U.S. is also out. And even though I was born here, I consider myself more Mexican than American. Which is why I always cheer for Mexico. But let me know, who are you guys cheering for? Who are you rooting for? Who is your team? Is your team out yet? Argentina, France, England, Morocco? And what's your favorite World Cup memory for this year? Besides this World Cup, the last World Cup I actually remember was when I was probably 12, 13 years old. I remember talking to my dad, crying that Brazil took out Mexico. And I think it was during the time there was like, sí se puede. When all that thing started back in the day. Now, this year's same slogan was, ECC. And not only that, I saw that there was like actually people naming their kids Isisidro instead of Isidro, is Isisidro. So, yeah, they say Mexico, there's these things also online that says, is it Mexico or is it AI? And 99.9% of the times, it Mexico outbeats AI. But there's just something about Mexico that makes the impossible possible. And I think like Isisidro is a good example of that. But at the end of the day, oh, and don't forget, we also have women's soccer next. Actually, let's see what's... And let's not forget that Mexico Women's World Cup winner... Soccer, Women's World Cup 2026. Is that a thing? Is there a FIFA U20 Women World Cup poll? September 5th to the 27th, FIFA 17 Women World Cup will take place in Morocco from October 17th to the November 7th. Oh, there is a Women's World Cup. So, yeah, let's keep cheering for the women as much as we do for the men, guys. Don't forget. But they also have a Women's World Cup. Yeah, this World Cup has been fun for me. I've really enjoyed it, watching it and learning more about soccer. Something I was never really a big fan of soccer. Like I said, my dad used to watch it every Sunday, so I was over it. But lately I've been healing a lot of old wounds, and this is one of my soccer ones. Who knows, maybe I'll be a soccer mom next. Probably not. I'd rather be a jiu-jitsu mom than a soccer mom. But hey, whatever my son likes to play, whether it's jiu-jitsu, soccer, or I don't know, ballet, dance. Maybe he'll join dance like Oli, follow in her footsteps. Whatever it is that he likes to do, I'll be there to support him. That's the important part. So yeah, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying the World Cup as much as I am this year, because I think it's been pretty fun. I think, like I said, my school came the furthest it's ever, I believe, ever before, which is amazing. And who knows, maybe we'll make it even further in the next 4 years. But most importantly, let's remember to be kind to one another. It's not that hard. So a little bit of empathy for all those who are searching for their loved ones. Remember that they're searching for their loved ones because you don't ever know how you can make the difference in someone's life simply by smiling, being kind, or just saying thank you. Life has been fun. Like I said, I've been healing a lot of little wounds here and there, old wounds, revisiting things I didn't think I liked, and discovering that there's a lot more of this world that I do love. There's a lot more of this world that I do love and enjoy, such as soccer, which is something I didn't before. I think the coolest part is seeing it through my son's eyes, or seeing things through a different lens. Because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So try seeing it through the lens of love. And let me know how it goes. But once again, thank you guys. Missed you. Glad you're back. Glad you're here. Don't forget that unicorns do exist. You, my love, are one of them. Bye.